Pretend to your elbow.
You know the tune. If you're celebrating with your loved ones this holiday season, make sure to keep following the sanitary measures. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Martin Carly, vulgarisateur scientifique. La vaccination des 5 à 11 ans contre la COVID-19 est commencée. En tant que parent, vous vous demandez peut-être si votre enfant recevra le même vaccin que celui pour adultes. Le vaccin utilisé pour les enfants de moins de 12 ans contient une plus petite quantité d'ARN messager, car le système immunitaire des enfants répond mieux que celui des adultes. Et bien que la dose soit plus petite, le vaccin est tout aussi efficace que chez les adultes.
Pour plus d'informations, rendez-vous sur québec.ca/vaccinjeune. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Bonjour, ici Gilles Vignon. Vous écoutez la radio communautaire CQUT à ses 90.3 FM. Oui?
are listening to CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. We just heard Pont de Glace number 4 from Wapstan, longstanding Montreal noise artist. And speaking of Wapstan, now on the show, we talk with Martin Sasseville, aka Wapstan, about his new band, Enfer, their new record, Fadeth Timbal, I think I'm pronouncing that right, and their upcoming show on December 16th with Some Became Hollow Tubes and Napalm Jazz at Sala Rosa. You can find their music at Iron Improved, that's IronAppROved, at .bandcamp.com, and of course, Martin's truly wonderful Twitter account is at PuckTavie, that's PuckTavie. Here we are in discussion with Martin Sasseville about Enfer. Let's listen. With me, we have Martin Sasseville from the group Enfer. Martin is, of course, also has been a longtime participant in Montreal's experimental and avant-garde music scene. Welcome to CKUT's airwaves, Martin.
It's nice to be back on CKUT after, I don't remember the last time I went to CKUT, but it's always a pleasure to be here.
Great to have you. So let's talk about Enfer. It's a new group in some ways, but not that new because, you guys started sort of just got going before the pandemic and then there's been kind of this break. So we haven't had a chance to see the band live, but that's going to change. So tell us how, give us a bit of the history of Enfer.
Yeah, first we started like me and Alex, Alex Pelcha, which is also like someone kind of known in like the Montreal experimental scene, music scene. And we started this project and originally we wanted to like sort of have like a metal band. But we did our first show as Enfer with only two of us. Like it was like 2015. It was a weird night also. It was like Habs were playing, it was at La Paz, and Habs were playing against the Lightnings on playoffs. It was a weird night outside. And like, but we discussed in order to expand the band, and like, so we hook up with Michel and from Panopticon Eyelid, and like, which is like a total legend in the local scene also, because he was like working at L'Oblique for years and stuff. And we get him, and after we missed like a full on like rhythm section, so we basically asked Roel and Charlie, with which Alex was also playing around that time. So we started our band like 2017, and we in October, and we did our first show like 2 months after. I'm not sure if it was a good show, but like. But we started also playing like we had like this idea of being a metal band, but like in fact we never had been a metal band. We just like have the attitude of being metal dudes or something like but anyway, we started also to call ourselves like Psych Doom or something. So, and we basically did some shows with metal bands, and like I saw that we annoyed them because we're too free for metal dudes, but we did persevere in our kind of like music, I guess. But anyway, some liked it, but anyway, it was just like the idea like of one of my dream to be in another band or something, but now it's just like playing together with a band, like with the guys, we basically like develop our own sound and stuff, like, you know, like, and that's, I think we can still call it like Psych Doom, but like I don't want to annoy like metal people or psychedelic rock people, so that's why we use the Gros Rock moniker. So like, yeah, we just have our own moniker because, like, we won't annoy anybody else. Like, we're just playing our kind of music. So, that's, yeah.
There's so many legends in this band, not just Michel Meunier.
Like Ruel is a total legend local in the local scene. He was playing band in the 80s, and he started, I guess, Mike Breeder in like 1984 or something like this. And Charlie was playing in some other bands also, like in early 80s and late 90s, early 90s and stuff. Like, so these guys are like our legend.
And they're
it's
they're,
a pleasure to play with these guys. Like, they're talented people.
Let's talk a bit about the new album that just came out. And actually, maybe before we get to the new album, remind me again about the Enfer discography. How many releases have you done so far?
Well, we only have like, this is like basically our third release, but we wanted to be more like, we had a long discussion with in the band, like saying like we should be a productive band, release a lot of stuff, you know. And sadly, we released our new EP like just in like 1 month before the pandemic. So, and we got the CDs like absolutely in July 2020. So like I've never been in public with the CDs of the last EP. We did our first tape and like we released it. We were really original people. We released it on April 20th, like 420, because like we're funny people. And so like we only have these recordings. And one thing that changed a little bit with the pandemics, it's like because people wanted us to have like tracks and compilation during the pandemics, but we were during curfew in Montreal stuff. And so we couldn't practice. So we had to go back in there. Or old recordings, and we couldn't really find good stuff because, like, and we realized that we don't record everything, which is not a really good thing when you're doing experimental music and like improv music. Like, you should record everything. So, basically, that's one of the main thing that we got through when we were in the pandemics. We realized that we should record everything. And the other thing also I learned is like because we were searching a lot into like the type of music, like in the unreleased kind of music. And so like, okay, I don't like that kind of stuff. I don't like to do this. I don't like in the old recording, but I do. So like, I can speak for myself though, but I was really reflexive on like what I should do within the band. And also like, it was super fun also to get back together when we practiced only once in 2020. We're recording it. It's going to be out when I, that's funny, when I finally finished the artwork. And it's going to be out on Genesis Cosmic. It's a good recording. It's the only recording we did in 2020. And we can feel the rage, man, because we got back together and jam and stuff. Like, it was super fun. But after we were nearly 1 year before jamming, you know, because we tried to respect the all the measure, and Alex was a teacher, so we couldn't like really like play with the rules. So we wanted to be a productive man. So, you know, like the joke we're doing is that like there's a flagrant lack of productive band in Montreal, you know, like we come from the same scene, Alex, you know, like these some bands that were releasing tons of stuff, like, you know, like we missed that kind of band, you know, like Acid Mother Stample, like releasing like a new release every day or something. Like, we tried to do that, but it was slow to do that kind of.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah, it's a lot of work, of course.
And you have to listen back, which takes time. You do the jam. If you jam for 2 hours, then you got to spend 2 hours listening back to see if it's suitable.
Yeah, but the thing with the new record is that it's basically like three of there's a lot of good stuff, but like this is basically like the three crème de la crème of like 6 months of recordings, you know, like every 2 weeks we practice or sometimes like every once a week, or it depends of the life, because like we're five people for a five person, you know, like it's pretty hard sometimes to like to book ourselves. We have lives and stuff, you know, like so we had like 6 months of recordings, like maybe like hours and hours. So we maybe like we got new stuff really coming out really soon. among these, but we select, like, Alex basically selected like these songs, and they were the second song and the third song they were chosen, and we practiced a couple of weeks ago, like about a month ago maybe, and the first song, which is the opener, like we just finished it and it was like, oh my god, this is a really good song. It was like, make really big jokes on it, like that, this is a radio hit, you know, like this is like, so we and after that, like we said, well, I'll listen to it tomorrow and see if it's really a radio hit. And it was a radio hit though, so so we kept it, man. We'll be right back.
Tame Impala in concert. Tame Impala Slow Rush Tour. An incredible transcendent live performance. She just said, is it true? Tame Impala, Class Bell, March 10th. Get tickets now at evenco.ca.
Mon beau sapin, roi des forêts, que j'aime ta verdure. Quand par l'hiver, bois et guérets sont dépouillés de leurs attraits. Mon beau sapin, roi des forêts, tu gardes tes distances.
Vous connaissez la chanson. Célébrez avec vos proches, mais évitez les accolades et les embrassades. Et gardez un mètre de distance. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
So tell me about the show that you're playing.
Oh, the show is funny also. Like we, it's been fun to like to go back and live. That's the main reason we got quickly to the release of the new album to do that show. Because we miss playing live, you know, like that was one of the big fun we had when we got back together, like in June when we started playing. That was like, okay, it's super fun because that's what I missed, you know, playing with these guys, you know, like it's like one of the best fun I missed, you know, like playing live is not the most intense thing, you know, like I guess it's, playing with these guys is the joy, you know, like it's not playing live is a different thing. And it's like, okay, it's fun, but we'll try to play live, you know, like people are starting booking themselves. So we then try to book ourselves. And finally, Eric asked us, we already booked a show at Brasserie Beaubien. And then Eric Quash asked us, you want to play with us with our band? Come on, okay. It was booked the same night. So it was okay, we'll join a drop and like, I'm going to play this show with you. So it's like, and we invited, like, we also want to expand ourselves a little bit because, you know, I made jokes on being a metal band, but we're mostly like just like a kind of free rock band or something like that. Like I might say, I don't know.
Yeah, that's what it's like.
We wanted to invite people like this. That's what we wanted, like to be like before the pandemic. So like next recording, we should like invite a lot of people. So that's why we invite Elise and Genevieve, because they're a really good saxophone player, and that's the kind of person that we like. Also, in the Montreal scene, experimental scenes, that see like these people don't have much recording. Also, like they don't do like much stuff, but they're really active. So we invited them with you. We're gonna practice this week with them and like maybe recording some stuff and maybe recording it with them later on. But we have planned to record with other people also because it's fun also to have like to share this communion. I don't know if it's gonna work well, but I think we're a good improviser now, and like inviting people is, well, you should come over someday, man.
I'd love to.
It's pretty fun.
What date is the show? And where?
It's on 16th December of at Sala Rosa. Cool. With Some Became Hollow, a long name. That's a long name. It's basically Aiden from Godspeed Black Emperor and Eric Quash of the Quiet Army. They're two other band with long names, but I don't. Some prefer Hollow Tubes. That's their name. And not Napalm Jazz, which is like. And I just have a message, but it's my friend Eric Dorion, which is like another big legend, like of the experimental scene local, and we basically talked about like doing a show like this summer. It's like, yeah, first show we're gonna do like it's with you, man, because like I miss playing with you. You know it's some sort of friendship, you know, like I miss playing with people also. I just said that like I prefer maybe like to have rehearsal with the guys, but I miss some playing shows with other bands and stuff like that. So maybe we're going to see, like, it's going to play. I don't know how it's going to end up, like, with the pandemics and stuff with the new variant, but I hope we're going to play maybe, like, outside Montreal or something like that soon, yeah. Because, like, it's also fun. But
it is. And music as a social activity is, like, a very rewarding thing.
Yeah, yeah.
If not the most rewarding part of it. as I've discovered as I've gotten older.
Yeah, that's how we made people cool people like you. Like, that's how I met you, man.
Yeah, totally. Well, thank you. Cool. Well, thank you so much for joining CQT. Martin Sasseville from the group Enfer. The show is December 16th at the Sala Rosa. Thank you, Martin, and we hope to have you back soon.
Thank you, Alex. We'll be right back.
Ici Martin Carly, vulgarisateur scientifique.